Okay, let's go to Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon in Arizona, brother, come on down.
Hey, Jack, I was just wondering if you got to check out any of that Dr. Judy Wood research in the 9/11 yet.
Yes, I have. But
really?
Yes, it's been tough, though, because I've been so busy, brother, but I still want to do more research on it.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to bring your attention was, you really think there were any airplane crashes against those towers on 9/11?
Well, I don't know. All the cameras, hundreds of cameras were set up to photograph that, so a lot of people knew, the Israelis knew it was going to happen, and they had their cameras all set up before it happened. And so I don't know, brother. I just don't know. I do know that in the photographs, there was like a laser beam that just before the image of the plane hit the building, the laser beam hit the building and right under the plane. And so I don't know what that laser beam was, but it seemed to come from the plane itself. And just before the planes hit the building, a laser beam hit the building, and we've got photographs of that.
Well, I got a very interesting take you might like to hear on this. I've talked to John Lear privately. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, he considers himself a no-planer. That's what they call us, people that don't believe planes hit the towers on 9/11. He says that they used holographic imagery projections of airliners hitting those towers, and the B-1 stealth bomber and the F-117A stealth fighter have these holographic imagery projectors on them, and I think that's why they allowed only top-secret military flights to stay aloft after the towers went down, because these planes were, you know, projecting these holographic images of planes hitting the towers. And
uh-huh.
Now, you just brought that to my attention, that there was like a laser scene.
Yeah.
Well, holographic imagery uses laser-like projections. So that's sort
uh-huh.
of a dot connector there.
Yeah.
You know, John Lear, he's got 40 years of flight experience. He's a very highly credentialed authority figure in the aviation arena. He's dispatched planes, done maintenance on them, flown them. He even filed a 16-page affidavit in the U.S. District Court in New York to attest to the fact that he doesn't think there were any airliners that hit the towers on 9/11.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, he could be absolutely right. I'm not sure. I do know that it's very strange that a laser beam hit the building just seconds or just many seconds before the image of the plane hit the building.
Well, there's another guy out there named Artie Wheeler. He used to work on Tomahawk cruise missiles and Boeing airplanes, and he has his own take, too, that those were scalar holographic images, because Artie claims what happened was the airliners we seen were holograms, but there were Tomahawk missiles inside the holograms, and that's what he thinks hit the towers.
Yeah. That's what hit the Pentagon for sure.
I tend to believe that just because of the diameter of that hole. Yeah.
Yeah, 16-foot hole, and no Titanic engines hit the side of the building, so that was not an aircraft that hit the Pentagon.
But you know, it's interesting that lady who crawled out of that hole at the Pentagon, April Gallup, she didn't smell any kind of fuel at all when she exited that hole. She grabbed her little child and went out that hole, and she didn't see any airplane. She didn't see no missiles. She didn't smell any kind of gas or fuel. It could have been a directed energy weapon as well, just like what Dr. Judy Wood says that hit the towers there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, brother. Well, thank you, Jim, for calling in.
Yeah, take care, Jack.
Or Sheldon. Okay. All right, let's go to Daniel Klimczak in Manhattan, Illinois. Daniel, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. We just have a few seconds left.
Again, Mr. McLam.
Yes. Yeah, I hear the music.
Listening to RBM during the week, GCN Live. What I wanted you to touch on is you did a great job on the Jesuits. Why is it every country that we have war with does not have fiat currency?
Okay.
And you're astute on this very well, and you just...